This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, with a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Family Matters. It's not Joy 94.9. It's Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
Uncontrolled tonight?
We are.
We're just going to...
Big things are happening.
Big things are happening.
Beck, I'm excited. Can I ask you a question? How excited are you right now?
Oh, about 100.
David, yep. I have to present Beck with something. There's a very special guest, and I've never seen Beck so excited in the long year that we've known each other, this beautiful friendship. I've never seen you this cute and nervous. While you were on Stand Up Straight, we had a lovely guest come in who has made you a gift, a little paper hat.
It's a newspaper mama hat.
It's a newspaper hat.
Oh, my God, that is great.
It is. We have a gorgeous guest tonight.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
And also, welcome to Joy, Peter.
Peter, just...
Thank you. Yeah. Lovely to see you all.
Lovely
like
to see
like a party
you.
In here.
Now, it
if,
is.
If everybody, anybody's born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s knows who Peter Coombe
yes.
is.
Yes, yes. I'm 101. You know that? 2 weeks birthday, yeah.
What I'm so excited is that you've brought your guitar in, so I'm looking forward to you strumming a couple of tunes. You're already getting excited already.
Sort of ruined the microphone, yeah.
I think it's great. You know what? We're going to let Beck just... catch her breath and put on her hat.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the audience ready, Peter, with a song of yours that people should know. Mm-hmm. It's an old classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song called Spaghetti Bolognese.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. Yes. Just a bit.
You listen to Joy.
I love it everything, spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti Bolognese.
Spaghetti Bolognese by Peter Coombe. And Peter Coombe is our guest of honour today. And you're listening to Family Matters, your light-hearted look at parenting and rainbow families. And if you've got any questions for Peter or the crew tonight, or if you've got a song request, text in on 0427-JOY-949. He has brought his guitar in, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Now, Beck, I'm going to give you the pleasure to introduce your idol.
I know.
Look how nervous you are.
I know. Well,
looks like you're at the dentist. I'm about to take teeth out.
You need the anaesthetic.
A little bit, yeah. Well, look, it's not often you meet your idol, but tonight our guest Peter Coombe is one of Australia's best-known children artists and entertainers. He, I discovered, has won 3 ARIA Awards.
Yes.
So he's basically the Veronicas. Sold out the Opera House and entertained thousands of children over the last 30 years. But the reason I'm so excited is of people of my age, which is 21.
Plus 15.
Yeah, whatever. Peter was just the greatest thing in the world. So I grew up in Adelaide and used to regularly go to Peter's concerts, often at the Norwood Town Hall. Oh.
How old were you? Hang on.
Oh, probably about 7.
Okay, age appropriate. Yeah. Yep. Go.
I've also been to one of Peter's concerts a few years ago at a pub because he does
21.
Gigs 18, for adults sorry. Now. Yep. So I've been to one of those, which was pretty special. But I used to have the tape of Spaghetti Bolognese that was blue. And I used to put it in my Walkman and you couldn't fast rewind. You could only fast forward. So I had to switch it over because there was a song I didn't really like on one side, which was about the silkworms.
Oh, yes.
Didn't really connect with me.
Well, yep.
So anyway.
Any constructive criticism?
Yeah. I like honesty.
I've been holding on to it for 30 years. I thought it was time that.
That's why you're finally let go.
Yeah. One side of Spaghetti Bolognese is a bit better than the other. But look, Peter, thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to have you here, aside from my excitement. But why do you think it is that you're still singing and playing? Why 30 years later do you think your songs are still resonating?
Well, I think I like to think most of them are fairly timeless. Certainly when I write songs, I'm not thinking about a particular era. I'm thinking what's like basically a song that has integrity, which children will like, but I'm also thinking what parents will like too. I think that thing about songs being adult-friendly, it's very true. And I find that some of my favourite songs are songs that I don't really know whether they're children's songs or not. That can be like a classic example is probably Puff the Magic Dragon. Mm-hmm. It's just a lovely song. Now, whether it's a children's song, adult song, it doesn't really matter. It's just a great song. So I try and write good songs, but I think the other thing is I just love doing it. I've never lost my love of performing, love of writing, love of recording. And I just generally love kids too. I have 4 of my own. I now have 7 grandchildren.
Wow.
As I said, I'll be 101 next birthday. And,
what's been some of your motivations for your music, your writing throughout the years?
Just love of doing it, really. I think I felt back in when I first started doing this in the early 80s, I felt maybe if I had a talent to anything, it was in this area. And, of course, back in the 80s, I mean, no one was doing it. When I say no one who was famous was doing it. Mm. So it was just it was an untapped area. So when I first started writing, it took a while to kind of become national. I had an album out called Songs for Little Kids, then the blue one you mentioned, Spaghetti Bolognese, the cassette,
yes,
and then Toffee Apple. And the ABC finally took on Toffee Apple in 87, and I suggested quite tentatively, wouldn't it be kind of nice if you made a video clip so everyone could actually hear the entire song from beginning to end? Because children's songs don't get played in the radio. They just don't get played.
Yeah.
People don't
tonight they will.
Yeah, well, tonight, yes, tonight. You're exceptional. But they don't normally get played. So and the ABC did it to my astonishment. They made a clip of Toffee Apple, and it became an enormous hit. Got played over and over again before play school, after Sesame Street, mostly morning spots, but afternoon spots as well. And it was just that's what sort of kicked the whole thing off, really.
And what were you doing before you got into children's entertainment?
Teacher. I was a teacher.
Yep. And was it a big risk for you to jump from that career to something that wasn't really a market for?
I think my parents thought it was a big risk. they were pretty good about it, but I didn't personally feel it was a risk. I guess it was a calculated risk. You have to sort of your timing has to be right. And when I did this at the beginning of 1983, I actually had concurrently going an ABC television series that I'd made in London called Music Time, and also I was doing an ABC radio show called Let's Have Music. So at very least, I was known by a lot of people, particularly in schools where I started performing. Having said that, It's one thing to be well known, but the next step is can you, your well knownness will last about 3 minutes in front of a group of children.
Yeah.
After that, you've really got to know what you're doing. So it was like a very fast learning curve of how to actually entertain kids in an uplifting educational way. Not heavy educational, but sort of educational.
Well, I was going to ask, are kids an easy audience or are they hard?
They're easy if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're in the wrong environment, like for example, just entertaining children in a large school hall is fairly easy because I know exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Entertaining children outdoors when there are no kind of physical barriers is quite difficult because they tend to run all over the place. And there's no real structure.
Now, we're going to find out in a sec about the adult shows that you obviously do. But yeah. Are kids good hecklers? And I assume it's not the same heckle back for a kid that you can give to an adult.
They don't really heckle. I mean, sometimes they want to ask an inappropriate question like halfway through a song.
Can I go to the bathroom now?
Or how much money do you make? That kind of stuff, you know.
Can you tell me one of those moments where kids put their hand up and ask some weird question?
Oh, well, that's the one they often ask.
Excuse
me, Peter Coop, how much money did you make last year? Can you tell me?
As I'm in the second verse of Juicy Juicy Greengrass, you know.
I can say that would probably be Adrian's kids because Adrian's an accountant, and
yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
But your question about like kids say wonderfully funny things to you. I've got two of my favourites are this little boy came up to me after a show once, and he was kind of looking agitated. He was sort of scratching himself as if he had a terrible itch, and so and all the other kids had gone, so he was just there by himself. And I said, "Yeah, what's the problem?" And all he said was, "I've got a dog called Peter Coon." That was it. Then walk off. So it wasn't a question, it was a statement.
Yes.
And the other one, this is probably my very favourite one, is when I first started doing this my first year, this little girl came up, and it's the same situation. Everyone's gone. They don't want to ask me, they want to tell you something I've been still storing up in their head, they're dying to tell you. And all she said was, this little girl, she said with an absolutely, you know, totally straight face, she said, "You're very good for 70 cents. So I said, how'd you feel about $1.25? Yes.
Now, I've got a third question for you, and this is my inner child asking this one. Peter, do you actually wash your face with orange juice?
I haven't washed my face in orange juice. It's actually in orange juice.
Yeah, don't get it right.
Oh, ouch.
That's right. They both make sense. I haven't, but having said that, I have seen three different people in different concerts who have. This actually happened. I did this huge private party about, this is probably 10 years ago now. It's happened twice since then. But the first one was about 300 young people at someone's 21st birthday party. It's in Adelaide. And got to the part of the song, you know, belly flopping a pizza, belly flopping a pizza.
Ew!
That's it. Like that. And what happened was the sort of the crowd parted and this young guy sort of stepped forward quite dramatically. And he just produced this enormous pizza, and he sort of went, opened it up very slowly, placed it very carefully on the ground, removed his T-shirt, and belly flopped right into the middle of it.
Oh my God, I want to marry him.
Now we are.
I can find out who he is.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We are speaking with childhood entertainer legend, you could say, Beck, and Beck definitely
iconic.
Says
iconic.
Now he does have his guitar in the studio, and I'm sure he's willing to do a song request. So if you do have a song request or a question for Peter Coombe, not you, Beck, text in 0427 or email onair@joy.org.au. We'll be back soon. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
It's a newspaper, mama, newspaper, mama, newspaper, mama. This is the story of Mr. Spool. Mr. Spool swims in the pool because he likes to be nice and cool. But there is a rule for Mr. Spool. He only swims when the pool is full. That's the rule. Mr. Spool swims in the pool because he likes to be nice and cool. But there is a rule for Mr. Spool. He only swims when the pool is full. That's the rule.
Wow. Oh, fantastic. That's Peter Kumar.
There is more to that song, I should say. That's just the chorus.
You are listening to Family Matters. We have our guest, Peter Coombe, who is Beck's idol.
Idol.
Absolutely. And now I sing a song about rules. I'm a lawyer. I love rules. Ooh. So it's really all coming together. We have had a message from Nurse James, still laughing at Beck marrying someone who belly flopped into a pizza. That is likely to happen.
It's a great image.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Peter could sing at our wedding.
Do you know, I quite often sing at wedding receptions. Mm. Now, have a guess what song I sing at people's wedding of mine. Oh. Wedding reception. You probably never guess.
Thinking.
No.
I sing Spangle Road. From Newspaper Mama.
Yes.
Yeah. It's become a. I've actually been flown to Launceston and parts of Victoria to sing these at people's weddings. It's become like a wedding waltz.
Wow.
What song is that? Can you give us a bit of a couple of lines of that one?
Oh, yeah. What could be better than you and me together? And we're walking down Spangle Road.
Oh, so
where the blue skies are bluer and the green grass is greener. And we're walking down Spangle Road. As a friend, you're a little crazy but kind. But again, well, I don't really mind. Oh, what could be better than you and me together walking down Spangle Road?
That is fantastic. And hopefully, Peter, that you are singing them at same-sex weddings in a few months' time.
Well, I may. I mean, it's you never quite know where these things are going to go. It's quite fascinating to be asked to do something you'd never have guessed that would have happened. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Beck and I's wedding. We're not getting married together, but at separate weddings.
At our separate weddings,
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let me know.
Peter, do you think music's got a role to play for kids about teaching and messages and those sorts of things?
Yeah, the answer is yes. But I never like to be too over moralistic with kids. Like, for example, on the new album, Live It Up, I've written a song which is a gentle song about climate change. But it's the first verse is about in praise of planet Earth, you know, this wonderful planet. But the second verse is actually about what's happening to it. But I don't want to sort of alarm kids or terrify them. But I think in that sense, you can do messages, but not in a big, heavy way. You tend to put people off if you do that. Mm. And I think subtlety is the name of the game.
Mm. Absolutely.
So that was a sort of a qualified yes.
No, I like it. It was a good answer.
A lawyer's yes.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to ask you a little bit, Peter, about these over 18 gigs that you've been doing. How does this idea come about? I've been to one and it's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. But tell me how you come up with the idea and how it's developed.
Well, it's like a lot of things in your life. Sometimes things just happen. The context of the 18-plus shows, and I should say, just in case I forget to say it, we're doing one this Sunday at the Corner in the afternoon. Normally do it nighttime, but this so happened the Corner wasn't available on Friday or Saturday. I was here anyway. My keyboard player is also here, so it seemed just sensible to do one when that Corner was available. Anyway, about 11 years ago in Adelaide, I did this thing called Schützenfest. And Schützenfest,
know it well.
Basically, it's a German beer drinking festival, and people tend to get rather smashed at it. So what happened was, to cut a long story short, I find I found myself wondering why on earth had I been asked to sing it anyway, because I mean there were very few children there anyway, so I thought I couldn't see any kids. It was 41 degrees. I was going to sing to these few kids and they're going to have to sit in the sun. Oh, this is ridiculous. They're going to hate it. So I went inside when there were 95% adults and sang to them, and they kind of went crazy. They actually stormed the stage. The security guys kept them back. So I got to say, what was all that about? Of course, it's never happened before.
And you were playing the same songs that you would have played today.
Toffee Apple, Newspaper Mama, Juice Juice Green Grass, Spaghetti Bolognese, Wash Your Face, and Orange Juice. And so after a while, when I spoke to a few of them who were a little less inebriated, I found they just simply loved hearing the songs again. So I did another one in Adelaide and then a third one, and I realised then there's a tour. So I then took the whole show on the road and did an entire tour to all capital cities plus some other big places like Geelong, Ballarat, Newcastle, Wollongong, etc., and it was just a huge hit, and it's kind of, it was a real reaffirming experience for me, because I found that there was a real genuine love for the song. So when I do the songs on Sunday with the band, and it's a really killer of a band, they're fantastic players, and the songs really come alive again, and they just sing. It's quite beautiful to see, say, a 29-year-old guy almost being a 6-year-old again. Only for about an hour and a quarter. It's quite lovely. So they're gorgeous.
Until the third or fourth beer.
I think there is something really beautiful about reliving your childhood in that way. Definitely. And the songs are still inside you. Like, I still know the words to every single song that there is.
And also, Beck will be singing those after 8:30 as well.
I might be doing performance.
There's a reason why you do know. I figured out a couple of years ago, why is it these young people come along and they seem to know all the words still? It must be 20 years since they probably played their cassettes or LPs or whatever. And what happens, of course, when a child loves something, loves an album, they don't just put it on 3 or 4 times. They hear it 100 times in the bedroom, in the car, long car trips. They hear it all day. So they end up hearing it many, 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 many times. So the songs become implanted on their brains. So 20 years later, they're still there, which is quite touching.
Well, it's quite funny seeing Miley Ray Cyrus transition from being, you know, for a teens entertainer when she was young into an adult entertainer. But I mean, you didn't need the wrecking ball. You just let them kind of, they just kind of grew up, and now their kids are going to grow up with your music.
Well, that's the other thing, and that's the other aspect of this is when I do the Adelaide and Perth Fringe, I do about a season of 7 shows, and the entire audience is made up of young parents, late 20s, early 30s, with a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and it's quite lovely because they just want their kids to hear the songs too, which is really, I feel quite honoured. Really, it's lovely that they've had that effect on them. So it's quite beautiful. Terrific.
And I know I bought the albums for friends of my kids because I think, well, they need to know Petticoat songs. Yeah.
So are you getting approached by, at these adult gigs, are you getting approached by these people saying how important you were to their childhood?
They do say that.
Only fan girl.
They're really quite lovely. Yeah. it's kind of. I mean, I guess music is music. I mean, if you love music, you don't stop loving it. I guess when you become an adult. And I've always tried to make the music. I've never played down to children. I've always always assumed they're intellectually, emotionally, and musically quite sophisticated, and yet still childlike. And I, having got grandchildren now, I'm just reminded all over again. My on the last album I did before Live It Up, my little 3-year-old grandson sang a little song all by himself, beautifully in tune, lovely sense of pitch. And on the last album, my little 2-year-old grandchild actually sang this lovely version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It's the last track. You think the album's finished, and 7 seconds later, suddenly this little voice comes in. Now, I wouldn't have done that if she couldn't sing in tune, but she can sing in tune. I mean, otherwise, it'll be a little bit nepotistic. But but she could do it. She can cut the mustard, so she's there.
It must be genetics, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they've got a stage grandpa.
Yeah, it's the old kind of, is it culture, is it nurture? You never quite know. You know, all my kids are very musical, but that, I don't know whether it's because I'm musical or because I've reinforced the importance of music in the house. I mean, you don't quite. I'm sure it's a bit of both, really.
Now, we are speaking with Peter Coombe, our guest of honour tonight, Beck's idol. If you've got any questions for Peter or a song request, you can text it on 0427 joy 949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au. I'm hoping personally that he continues to strum his guitar for the rest of the hour, basically, because I'm really, really loving it.
He does have to go back to his family.
He does have
a lot of grandkids there, David.
Really?
Yeah.
You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9, my favourite show of the week. And we have in the studio, along with Beck and Gina and myself, David, is our special guest, Peter Coombe. Now, a question. The selfie.
The selfie, yes.
Now, you've been performing since, well, all of us have been alive. Is a selfie the new thing, the new day? Are you sick of it? Do you love it? How many do you get a week?
It's, I can say, with all honesty, it's exhausting. after a concert, when you do a sort of 75, 80 of them, it really is quite exhausting. Often you do them with really loud music going in the background, and I can't hear what anyone's saying. And, of course, these days you want a selfie and an autograph, so it's double the time. But look, yeah. I don't want to sound all precious about it, but they are quite tiring. But, they're nice too, because people, but you're right, they are the new thing. Okay. To answer your question.
There you go. Yeah. Text in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. If you've got a question or a song request for Peter Coombe. Beck, you've got one.
I do. I have asked Peter to sing my favourite ever Peter Coombe song. And because, you know, I like myself, Dave, my name's in this song and that's why it's my favourite. But I used to sing this song non-stop and I think you're going to enjoy it as much as I do. It's called Jelly Bean Road.
By Peter Coombe.
When Emily goes to kindy, she walks with her mum. She talks with her mum. And then they run, and they run, and they run to the top of Jelly Bean Road. Or when Alison goes to kindy, she skips with her mum, plays tricks on her mum. And then they run, and they run, and they run to the top of Jelly Bean Road. Or when Rebecca goes to kindy.
That's you, Beck.
Yeah.
She hops with her mum. She stops with her mum. And then they run and they run and they run to the top of Jelly Bean Road. Or when Jessica goes to kindy, there's no time to play. She races all the way with a hurry and a scurry and a rush to the top of Jelly Bean Road. And she calls out to her mum,
come on, Mrs. Slow Coach.
The ultimate cameo.
That's brilliant.
Beautifully on cue.
I just did a duet with Peter Coombe, if you're honest.
Family Matters is nearly 1 year old, and yeah. I think that was our best moment of the year.
Good. That's going to be the new promo. Won't hear us. You just see that.
Why can't all the guests sing?
Yeah, that's right. We should only have musical guests from now on.
Yes, I think that is.
Joe Hurst, if you're out there, start practicing on the guitar. Right. Peter, what is the future of Peter Coombe?
Well, staying alive is my first priority.
Oh, you're 101.
Yeah. No. I guess doing what I'm doing. I mean, I have a couple of ambitions. One is I would love to do another musical. I did a big musical about 24 years ago based on Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie. Ooh. And it was just the biggest thing I've ever done. It was exhausting because it was like 120 voice choir, 18 soloists, and a full symphony orchestra, the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. And we recorded it. It was just a gigantic project. So another musical, if the right sort of subject matter, but I have a bit of a yearning to do the Magic Pudding.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very hard to get the rights. They're very precious about the rights. And that to me is the great Australian classic. It's just a great story. But the other thing is, on a more theoretical, intellectual front, I would love to see children's music reach the status of children literature. It's the mainstream media almost disregards children's music. Let's disregard it. I've had no media at all with mainstream print, not one. I've never had an album reviewed by any mainstream newspaper. It's just they're not interested. Mm. Now, whether they think it's uncool or something, I don't know. But whereas if you're a children's book writer, and rightly so, you might be a Mem Fox or a Morris Gleitzman or an Andy Griffiths, you'll always get reviewed, which is great, and that's wonderful. But I think the same should apply to children's music, because songs have got the three elements of, obviously, the lyrics, the melody, and if it's an album, and some lovely musicianship. So why it's continually to be ignored, I find really odd. But that's just the way it is. So,
well, I think we've gone away to making it cool again tonight.
You have. You're definitely the exception, the exception to the rule.
Like, I've had a long and tiring day, and just in the lead up to this coming to the studio tonight, I was listening to some of your music, and I, grown adult, well, most of the
time. Sort of.
Your music really perked me up. So I think there is still a role for your music and other children's music for us adults to use to cheer up.
Yeah, I think that children's music is basically cheery. I mean, you can do certain sad things and soft things for children. I mean, children will wonderfully surprise you by often picking out songs you wouldn't expect them to pick as their favourite. And I've often had them. There's an idea that people in mainstream record companies think that all children like is Get Up and Dance music. And they do like Get Up and Dance. They love it a lot. But they also like the soft stuff too. So my song, one of the songs that often comes up is a little song called Lullaby for Tom, which is on the Toffee Apple album. It's a song I wrote for my son as a little two-year-old. That's a lullaby for a tiny child. And often 4-year-old kids will state that as their one of their 4 favourite songs, which is interesting. So never underestimate children. They've got a lot of depth.
Mm. Well, when my young nephews are watching anything children's that they love, any children's TV, they zone out completely.
Yeah.
So just like the look on Beck's face tonight with you in the studio, Peter.
Is this your zone out look?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Beck, have you got any final questions for your idol, Peter Coombe?
I don't think I have any questions.
Well,
but
yeah,
I just wanted to thank you, Peter. I know that sounds really trite, but you were such a big part of my childhood. And I know that sounds silly for someone that you don't know and you've never met, but I have really strong memories of that Walkman and that Spaghetti Bolognese tape. And I used to live next door to these two girls that were my age, and our mums used to take us to the Norwood Town Hall to the concerts.
Yep.
And
they
are some of the most special memories that I have. And I just want to say thank you for that. And having it today brought back has made me so happy.
that's wonderful, yeah.
Well, Beck, get ready to don your newspaper hats, wash your face in orange juice, and clean your teeth with bubble gum. Iconic children's entertainer Peter Coombe has just announced a special one-off adults only 18-plus Melbourne show. What can people expect, and where can we find tickets, Peter?
Well, probably the best, we can just go to the Corner Hotel. They've got a very good website, and they're a very efficient, good place to go to because they're very well set up. My website's also got a tickets direct link to ticket sales. It's this one's a Sunday afternoon show rather than a normal evening, but the thing is, it's not a children's show, this one. Even though I'll be singing Newspaper Mama, all that stuff, kind of with a really nice, rocky, loud band, but there won't be any kids there. It'll just be people from about 21 to about mid-30s. The occasional 50-year-old pops his or her head in, but mainly people in their late 20s, early 30s. And they're just huge fun. I'm very touched by it, even though I've done about 100 of them now, because the atmosphere was just it's quite electric, really, and they just have a great time.
And you've got kids' shows running as well at the moment.
Yeah, the Saturday one, which is at Adamson Hall in part of Wesley College, that sold out.
Oh, sorry,
but
guys.
the good news is, I'm doing another one in St Kilda in 5 weeks' time. It's a lovely new festival here called MAP 57. Mm-hmm. It's a St Kilda Winter Festival,
nice.
And I'm doing the same show then as I'm doing this Saturday. So people who can't get tickets for this Saturday and these are sold out, you can come do the MAP 57 concert on July 29th.
We'll put that on our Facebook page. Because I'm sure Beck will go regardless of the audience.
Beck will be there.
She'll be there.
Yeah.
For more information for Peter Coombe, Sunday the 25th, this Sunday basically, isn't it?
This Sunday.
Yes, the Corner Hotel. You can go to cornerhotel.com, or for more information, please visit Peter Coombe at coombe.com.au. Thanks so much, Pete. It's been an absolute pleasure.
My great pleasure.
Thanks, Peter.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It's Dave, Beck and Gina. That's the combination tonight. Oh, Beck, you have settled down. You're still in a high. I don't know how to expect.
How good was it when I sang a duet with Peter Coombe?
That was the coolest thing ever.
That will be a tag.
He just said to me out there, he said, I thought, I reckon Beck will pick it up, so I'll just leave the break at the end. And I was like, I said, that's because we're musically in tune, Peter, me and you.
Beck, I've never seen you so excited. And I remember when we were lining up this interview, and I knew you were a big fan, and we almost didn't get the interview a couple of weeks ago.
It was touching,
so when it came back and they said, got it, I'm like, book it in. And, you know, as a producer, we get to do some amazing things and put together shows for an audience. I've never been so excited to see one of our team so excited.
And
Beck, you're wonderful.
Peter Coombe has a role to play with our rainbow families. His music's all cheery.
Isn't it?
I just love it so much. Now, speaking of our childhoods.
Yeah.
Who was your idols? Who were you watching? What were you watching when you were growing up?
Well, clearly we know Beck, and she's still, like,
I'm
buzzing.
I'm just looking at the photos.
And like, my sister-in-law, Lauren, I messaged her before this show and said, we've got Peter Coombe on the show. Do you know who he is? She wrote back, wow, capital letters. She's got all his records on the, you know, the old-fashioned
on the vinyl.
Vinyl records.
Yeah, have you seen a vinyl record? Do you know what vinyl is, Dave?
Oh, they've come back a little bit, haven't they?
They have, actually.
Retro, yeah.
It's the tape that you were talking about that some of the younger audience won't actually, the cassette tape.
Yeah.
The TDK cassette tape. Dave, who was your role model?
Well, speaking of, like, childhood TV, I loved Rupert the Bear.
Who's Rupert the Bear?
Rupert the Bear, he's, I think he's about 90 years old. Like, he's been around for 90 years old now. It's a little child, like a little bear family, and he was the child, the star of the show. And I was obsessed. I had teddy bears. I had all the tapes. Anybody who loves Rupert the Bear knows Rupert the Bear and the Frog song.
I don't which really was, know.
Maybe
Rupert
you might need to sing. I mean, we don't have the guitar, but I'm sure Beck and I can hum along.
Yes, everybody knows what the Rupert the Bear Frog song is.
The Bears.
Actually sang by Paul McCartney from the Beatles. So Rupert the Bear was one of my favourite idols. There's a lot of sporting people, but also...
But kids entertainers,
another
one
was Play School, which...
Play School's Gina? Huge. Okay, so for me, Play School actually took on a second... It was my tutor. At one stage.
It was your Duolingo.
It was my, because I started, even though I was born and, you know, here in Australia, I started kindergarten without the ability to speak English. And I think I've told the story before where I was nearly removed from kindergarten. And one of the problems was that I wasn't speaking English and had learned a few words that were not appropriate to be repeating in English at kindergarten.
So just turn on the old Noni Hazelhurst.
Well,
to give you
good
a
old Noni and Big Ted and Jemima. So my parents were basically instructed to speak to me in English, which they flat refused. And instead I was placed in front of Play School and that became my substitute teacher. That and Sesame Street, and I think Sesame Street, because it ran for a longer than Play School did, meant I started developing an American accent. Wasn't probably the best thing.
And you know what's funny you say that? My mum stopped me watching Sesame Street for a while because I started talking with an American accent.
Well, most of the TV in those days, I'm not sure when the content rules kind of came into place, but we started having to address the content issue here in Australia because kids like us, like Beck and I, were speaking like Yanks, speaking like Mama Mish.
We were.
And
actually, my nephew's going through a little bit of that at the moment. He likes to use the word, so instead of fast, the car's going fast. Uncle David's going fast.
See,
come on, Cooper, mate. It's
Dave,
fast.
We've just had a message from Steph from Stand Up Straight. He says, Rupert the Bear, everyone knows his name. I could sing you the song. Go, Dave.
Rupert. That was the mum yelling out to
Keep
Rupert.
Going. Oh, I think
I
you were going to sing.
The rest of it, no. I need a bit of a walk
I
down
think
memory lane.
My singing performance is probably sufficient for the show.
Now, other than Peter Coombe, Beck, any idols? Tony Modra from the Adelaide Crows?
Look, I was really into music, so I had Peter Coombe, and my other two idols were Danny Minogue and Vince Del Tito from the Young Talent team.
Vince was good.
Vince Del Tito was my first crush. He was the most beautiful man in the world.
Debbie Gibson, I so wanted to get lost in her eyes.
Well, that's how I felt about Vince Del Tito. So, Young Talent Time, Dave, was the best show. You were probably too young
for
it. A
little bit young for you. I've heard a lot about it. Is it like where Danny Minogue came from?
Yeah. She was the best.
I like
all the best. Tina Arena as well.
Danny and Vince were boyfriend and girlfriend. In fact. Yeah.
Now, Beck, we're not going to go too far without playing more Peter Coombe only because you're one of my favourites, Beck. How are you, Gina?
Thanks, Dave. But this is actually from his new album, so I hope you enjoy. Which one's this one?
This is Live It Up
by
Beck's idol and mine, Peter Coombe. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
We've been through some good times and hard days too. We've been all together, friends the whole way through. Shake up any lingering blues. There'll never be a better chance to get up, get up, get up and dance. Live it up, no need to wait. Now's the time to celebrate. Live it up, don't hesitate. Now's the time to celebrate and live. Live it up.
celebrate and live.
Straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
You understand. You nod your head
when you've heard
what I've said. But what if I tried some different words? You may think that they are quite absurd.
Ting, tang, ting, tong, zickle, sackle, eek, ag, bickle, kickle, ickle, mickle, thing, fong, fong.
Now that you've heard them, what do you think? Should we throw these words down the kitchen sink? Or maybe add some new ones? But then again, not. I think that already we have quite a lot.
Ting, tang, ting, tong, zickle, zackle, eek, hag, pickle, kickle, ickle, mickle, fing, fong, fong, melly, felly, fip, fop, whiffy, waffy, whip, wop, hopping, hoppy, soppy, woppy, bing, bong, bong.
The words that are sensible are the ones mostly said from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. But which are the ones you prefer to use when you get the chance to pick and choose? Because I like
ting, tang, ting, tong, zickle, sackle, eek, hag, pickle, kickle, ickle, mickle, thing, fong, fong, melly, felly, fit, fop, whiffy, waffy, whip, wop, hoppy, muffy, soppy, woppy, bing, bong, bong.
Ting, tang, ting, tong, zickle, sackle, eek, hag, pickle, kickle, ickle, mickle, thing, fong, fong, melly, felly, fit, fop, whiffy, waffy, whip, wop, hoppy, muffy, soppy, woppy, bing, bong, bong.
Two songs, Live It Up and Ting Tang Ting Tong by Peter Coombe. That's his new material. Oh, I tell you, we were dancing in the studio then. I tell you, I was up and about.
Yeah, new to the Joy playlist.
I think our music director might have something to say. But
Chris Jamison's head has just exploded.
Well, yeah. Peter Coombe did say he wanted to, you know, make children's music for everyone.
And we have. Diversity is about as our backbone of our station.
Correct.
So children's music deserves a play on our playlist.
Sure does.
Now, in case you are very confused and you're listening to Play School, the radio show, it's not. It's Family Matters. And we'll be back soon. You're listening to that show. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Getting ready for work. A meticulous process that involves shaving, glitter, hairspray, and a wig. But instead of performing in a nightclub,
hi, hello, and
the venue is the Brooklyn Public Library in Park Slope at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? Who is ready for a story? This one is called Worm Loves Worm. We can both be grooms. The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance and all of these topics that are real, are very, very real.
And that was a gorgeous clip from, and Beck has lost. She's in hysterics. It's so cute. How is? Look, I'm going to put the video up on our Facebook page because that is a real, basically, that is the real drag queen story hour that is happening in the New York City Library. And it is gone from New York. It's in San Fran, LA. The same drag queen is now getting called out to Canada and the UK to perform to kids. Uh-huh. It's when we talk about good news. Stories that happen in Rainbow Families. This is amazing. And they've included the book Teddy, which Jessica Walton, we know, they've read the book Teddy at that as well. So we are huge fans of that. And on the topic of books, last week we had Jack Tomlins here talking about The Curse of Grandma Maple, the possible campaign. It's still got 2 weeks to go. We cannot have kids' literature that are aimed at Rainbow Families if we do not support them. It is a self-published book. Please go and check out the possible campaign. It's on our Facebook page. We'll reshare it. You can hear the podcast from last week's show to understand the importance of diversity for our kids. There are no books like what Jax has just written for that age group. We need to be supporting our literature.
And if you don't donate $10, she'll send you a copy of the book.
She will.
Search for Family Matters on iTunes. And remember, rate and review. Just tell us how good we are, how we can improve. But, you know, it's all positive. Coming up next is our favourite bears. And they're just coming out of southern hibernation. So who knows? They might be rusty. Who knows? They might need a bit of cheering up from our Rupert the Bear or Rupert Peter Coon. They might need some cheering up.
That's right.
And obviously, this has been Family Matters. Now, Becky, you've got a bit of a tradition that some I'm not a big fan of, but I guess the bears are.
Well, tonight, it's a little bit self-indulgent, but I just wanted to say, woof, greatest show ever because I got to sing it to him.
It's Family Matters. Good evening. And the woods are up next. Woof, grr. Woof, grr. Grr. We've got 10 more seconds. Good night, everybody. Woods are up next.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy Sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. Nicholslaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, with a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.